CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Snatches of music, whole orchestras play inside our heads.
And then it explodes into this enormous collage of what this present moment looks like, what it feels like, and what it sounds like.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to CITR Radio 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver at the University of British Columbia. My name is Mia. This show is called Particles and Waves. It's an eclectic hour of stuff that I really enjoy, and I'm very, very excited. I've got a guest here in the studio with me today, my very good friend and classmate, Andrea Tarnowski.
Hi there.
Hi.
Thanks for having me on the show.
Not a problem. I'm actually really excited that I'm finally getting you in the studio, because...
Yeah, I was listening to the back catalog, and I heard my name mentioned a few times, like, oh, so flattered.
So the reason that you're here is not that you are currently a musician or you haven't released anything.
It's like my past life as a musician.
But. Yeah, but because like back in like last September or so during the core semester of our program, we were both very drunk at Kerner's, and I mentioned Carl Nielsen, who's my favorite classical composer, and you were like, I know him. I was like... Hey.
Yeah, and I remember you were leaving like right at that moment, and I was like, wait, stay with me.
Yeah, and then, and thus was born a friendship on many things, but very much on music.
One to last the ages, for sure.
Yeah. and because I thoroughly enjoy, obviously, talking about music and talking about music with people who know music, here you are, and we've got a really good show lined up.
Yeah, I'm super excited for it.
So the first thing that we're going to talk about is Mother Mother, because they, as regular listeners know, they came out with an album a couple of weeks ago, and it's bonkers good.
It
and
is off the chain.
Both you and I are going to see them together.
I know. So excited. It's like 1 month almost exactly.
Oh my gosh.
Like,
yeah.
How February flies.
Yeah. And so, yeah, when I asked you what you wanted to talk about on the show, you came prepared to talk about a couple of songs.
Yeah.
And so one of them was Mouth of the Devil off of No Culture, the new album.
Yeah.
And why did you pick that one?
Well, I remember when you told me that the stream came out early of the album.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, I don't know. And then I finally listened to it. And you were, at that point, you'd hit on Mouth of the Devil. And I'm like, I just like No Culture. And then 2 days later, I was like, this song is everything.
It is.
I remember one of those first times I listened to it, I was just like, where was this song 6 months ago? And I was just like going through like a horrible time. And
oh my God, because I know, where was this? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so, but I mean, like, there was all this other music I was listening to at that time, which helped me through it. But I was just, ugh, I always go back to Mother Mother.
Yeah, because you've been a fan of theirs. It's really interesting. Like
2009, I think.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a long time ago, I just realized.
Right? Yeah, we'll get to that in a little bit. But and what one thing I really found interesting when the singles were dropping for No Culture was that I was like, oh my God, they sound like my favorite Mother Mother album, which is The Styx from 2012. And you were like, actually, I feel like they sound like Eureka, which is from 2010?
Yeah, I think 2010, 2011.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're very different.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think it's just I connected more to, like, the ethos of what they were going for in that album more. And, like,
so, undeniably, Mouth of the Devil is an incredibly sexy, awesome song. So we're going to play that because we both like it. I have a track by Louise Burns after that called Who's the Madman, and something by the Julie Ruin as well. So much more after that. So please stay tuned and enjoy.
When they were and making out in the mouth of the devil. Hey, come back to me. Hey, come back with me. Back to when we were numb. And just bleeding out in the mouth of the devil.
That was The Julie Ruin with a song called Calverton off of the album Hit Reset. The Julie Ruin is actually originally was a one-off experiment by the lead singer of Bikini Kill, but then it came back. And it's all right.
Yeah.
Before that, Who's the Madman by Louise Burns off of her recently released album Young Mopes. And at the top of the show, Mouth of the Devil by Mother Mother off of No Culture, an album which you should check out immediately. I am here with my friend Andrea in the studio, and we
Hello
are both
again.
Music nerds.
Yes. Yes, we are.
So when I was like, hey, come on the show, pick three songs that you want to talk about. And I'm really actually not that surprised
at
your picks. So the first one was Mother Mother. And then this second one is a band that you introduced me to again when I think it was like the first party we went to.
Yeah, I was going to say, this has just become like a radio show reminiscing about our just lovely relationship, the milestones.
Yeah, that's cool. It's fine.
But it's my favorite band, Everything.
Yeah.
Out of England. And I saw them in Boston earlier this year, or earlier last year. And then, yeah, it's funny because I realized while I was writing kind of notes for the show that both of my favorite bands are just the same word twice. I don't know if that says anything about, like, Mother Mother.
Right.
Everything. I don't know. It's just like, does that just make me weird? I don't know.
No.
Yeah.
I have a whole thing on band names. Anyway, Everything released an album called Get to Heaven in 2015, and you chose a song on it called Zero Pharaoh.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, it was actually one of the reasons I picked it is because the original name that Jonathan Higgs was like actually thinking to call the album was Gimme the Gun, which is constantly repeated in this song. And then he just thought it was too sort of violent to lead the whole album with. So, but basically it's talking about kind of men as God and wielding too much power. So kind of topical. I listen to this song when I get sort of frustrated with the world and I just go run. But it, because it came out in 2015, it was kind of like a premonition for all of these bad things to come. Like it was the summer right before just like
everything
exactly
before 2016 happened. Yeah, that's totally fair. Everything I've played them a couple of times on the show. This is a song I don't actually listen to that much off of the album. It depends on my mood, but I tend to skip right to the one that goes immediately after, which is No Reptiles, which is a revelation of a song. I'm always actually really happy when I get to play a song that sort of challenges me. And I don't do it enough in this hour-long version of Particles and Waves. So why don't we listen to Zero Pharaoh? It, like a lot of what Everything Is Done, is the kind of thing that you listen to first and you're like, what? And then and then you love it just immediately after. And we'll get to that as well a little bit later. So yeah, this is Zero Pharaoh by Everything, and I've got some Kawama and the Darcys after that. Give me the gun.
about my best friend.
Become a CITR member and make some new friends.
Members get discounts around Commercial Drive and beyond at Pandora's Box Rehearsal Studio, Bomber Brewing, Stormcrow Tavern, People's Co-op Bookstore, Mintage, High Life Records and Music, Bone Rattle Music Limited, JQ Clothing Limited, The Rio Theater, the Vancouver Music Gallery, North Van, and Tapestry Music Limited and White Rock.
What would we do without our friends?
Stressed lately? UBC Yoga Club is here to offer you a peace of mind. Come out to any of our 17 weekly classes running 7 days a week, ranging from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. We have a class to accommodate your needs and abilities. Check us out at ubcyogaclub.com.
Sing our swim, it's a dream for you and me.
Welcome back to Particles and Waves. That was a track called Black Diamonds by the Darcys off of the album Centerfold. Before that, Belladonna by Kawama off of Seasick and Zero Pharaoh by Everything Everything off of Get to Heaven. And we are into the second half of the show with Ooh. Special guest, my friend Andrea, who's a super, super cool music nerd like me, and who now has, this is another band that you introduced me to, which is Clipping.
Yeah, I only really started listening to them over the past summer and just, oh my goodness. And I knew you were a Hamilton, like,
yeah, this is David Diggs' band.
Yes, exactly.
It's his like side rap group, and it's like very Afrofuturism.
yes. I don't know. It's more than just him for me. It's just I love the production. I love just the way that they mess around with timbre and meter and like rhythms. That those are the things that a lot of people just sort of forget about when they like music.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Because you did a music degree for your undergraduate. Yeah. So you know all the stuff. Like, I get on here and I'm like, it give me feelings.
Yeah. yeah, like, it reminds me of Musique Concrète from, like, the 1950s where they just make, like, random noises from recordings that they do in the field. Like, it's just, it's great.
You see, this is the kind of concrete stuff that I wish I had known about, but I never learned to read music when I was young, and then it was too late. Anyway. Mm.
Yeah, but I'm seeing them on Wednesday, and that's tomorrow, awesome. So I'm freaking out that they're
holy
in town.
God, but yeah, because I played a track of theirs from their most recent album, which is like this very cool
concept
album that alludes back to like slave ships, but in space, and it's all very like Octavia Butler would be really impressed. but this is from their self-titled album, which was back in 2014.
Yeah.
And it's called Story 2.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there's 5 stories so far. So,
right.
And they all kind of have, like, recurring characters and this sort of ongoing plot line that just makes me really excited.
I do need to play more rap on here because good rap is just so phenomenal.
Yeah.
And especially David Diggs, who, if you haven't heard the Hamilton soundtrack, first of all, hi. Congratulations on waking up from your recent coma. Second of all, David Diggs has the most insane flow ever.
Yeah, this is one of the ones I always show people.
It
just illustrates it so well.
Perfect. Yeah. All right. So also, this does come with a slight content warning in terms of language. Nothing, I don't think, too outrageous, but definitely on the mature side. So if you are a little one or you are listening with little ones for the next like 2 minutes and 15 seconds, maybe, you know, switch over and then but come back because I've also got stuff by Ostra, a track called Angel in Your Eye, a track from the new Foxygen album as well in this set. Please enjoy first Story 2 by Clipping.
Smack is how the wind feels on the face of Mike Winfield on his way home from the bar where he works nights, the worst nights. Don't nobody tip right. And between the marriage office and the fist fights. And if another motherfucker touches wrist trying to pull him into whisper, he ain't making it to midnight. Don't they know we got a lighter in his pocket, a matchbook in his sock, and a block full of charred skeletons, closeted, begging to get out. He paused because he's scared of airing out the thoughts. He can taste it in his mouth, the sulfur and bitter carbon, hearing all the burning bodies shout. But no, that was a full lifetime ago, and nobody ever has to know. He is never told, well, except Ronald. But that don't count. He was sweet and exactly what he needed him to be at the time. Wine and candlelight and nice texts at lunchtime. Why had he not called Ron back? Guess there just wasn't a spark. Ha! No, mustn't joke about these things. Wouldn't want to disappoint Doc Clark. So many hours on a couch. So many buried memories that take so many tears to get him out. Water had never been a friend. Hold up. Where had he seen that car before? Blue Acura dent on the left rear fender. Back again to censor. Deja vu. Strange things you never shake when you wake up in recovery. But suddenly noticing ashes covering his head because it's raining from the sky. Dials home on his cell phone and gets no reply. What the fuck? Where is the babysitter that he overpays? Body takes over and brain becomes disengaged. Michael is running. His house is 3 blocks away. Adrenaline compensating for changing age since the last time that he ran it. God damn it. Mike knows he gotta get home fast as he can. Looks up in the sky, glows familiar. Knows those families died with similar onyx and on he keeps going. Hits the corner just as he hears the explosion. Screams come from the house. Did you get them out? Mike asking the crowd that has gathered round. Tears running down his face. There's that familiar taste. He
wishes it would take him to another place. Son and his baby girl in his home, and he can't believe that it's gone in a cloud of smoke. And he's choking and running forward and hoping against hope that he might find them alive and well. But he knows the results too well, and he knows that he fooled himself. And he keeps walking towards the house, rather what house is still left. No intention of stopping, letting the smoke take his breath. Some strong arm knocks him aside. Mike falls to the ground and cries, why won't you just let me die? Why won't you just let me die?
I'm a chemical reaction in my elements of life. Baby, if I hadn't known you, then I couldn't even start the fire. It's just scaling the walls, looking for a way in. Wrap me up inside you, roaring selfless wandering eye.
Trauma, 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 trauma. to Volunteer Wednesdays at CITR, and I met the love of my life. We just celebrated our 40th anniversary.
Thanks to Volunteer Wednesdays at CITR, I'm now the president of the Vegan Hot Dog Appreciation Society.
After going to Volunteer Wednesdays at CITR, I've successfully synthesized the vaccine for two left feet. Now everybody can dance!
Thanks to Volunteer Wednesdays at CITR, I'm now nominated for a Daytime Emmy Award.
If you want to change your life, come to Volunteer Wednesdays at CITR from 11 to 1 every week. No experience is necessary.
Thank you, Volunteer Wednesdays.
Join us every other Wednesday from 6:30 to 8 p.m. for Sam Squanch's Hideaway with your host, Anita B., as she plays all Canadian music with a focus on indie rock and pop.
Welcome back to Particles and Waves. So that most recent song was called Trauma. It was by Foxygen off of their album Hang. Before that, Angel in Your Eye by Ostra off of Future of Politics, and Story 2 by Clipping off of their self-titled 2014 album. How about that, like, final crescendo of the Foxygen album, Andre?
I had feelings.
Yeah, right? I was saying off mic, and I said this a couple of weeks ago when I first played another song from this album, but this is absolutely what happens when you grow up in, like, after the Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band Event Horizon. Like, once you've passed that, this is what happens. When these guys, I know for a fact that Foxygen is, like, they're not old. They're maybe just past 30, but they certainly, definitely when they first released their first few albums, which was, like, in 2012, like, they're young dudes. So they're second generation, like, Beatles and Bowie fans, mm-hmm. and this is what happens, and it's so fascinating. Yeah, I'm really, really interested, actually, on like to know whether the music of the 20th century that the baby boomers listen to is actually going to carry on to a third generation, because it is better in many ways. Like I maintain that rock was a non-renewable resource, mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. the 70s and 80s mined it dry.
Yeah.
At least mainstream rock.
Yeah, I agree for sure.
But yeah, so I'm really interested. Like, we all grew. I'm the child of boomers. I grew up on this stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm curious as to whether now that, like, people my age and in and around are starting to have kids, whether they will also pass it on in the same way.
I definitely will.
I hope so. But yeah, and there's no actually really good way to seg into this from there. So anyway. this next song I want to play is actually one that I, from a band that I recommended to Andrea. Mm-hmm. I found it early, it was the first week of February. It was 2 weeks ago. Yeah. I found it two Tuesdays ago, and I know for a fact because I was listening to, I was doing some last minute prep, and it came up, this band came up in a recommended playlist down a rabbit hole in Spotify, mm-hmm. somewhere, and immediately immediately I was just like, this is the greatest thing I've ever heard. The first time I heard anything, I was just like, what the hell is this? And then the second time I listened, I was like, oh, it's brilliance. That's what it is.
And you texted me, and I'm like, I'll get to it. And then you're like, but really, though.
Yeah, so it's a band called San Fermin. It's the project of a Brooklyn-based composer. I'm not surprised at all. They make chamber pop insofar as this is a person who has studied classical composition a mm-hmm. lot and then made pop music.
Exactly.
It's incredibly good. I played the title track from their most recent album, which was Jackrabbit, a few weeks ago, and then pestered Andrea until she listened to their songs, and then reported back loving it. But the song that I'm going to play today is called Two Scenes, which is my other favorite track from Jackrabbit, which is soon to be not their most recent album. They're coming out with one.
Ooh, that's exciting.
They've started dropping singles for it. But this song, Two Scenes, is like San Fermin makes concept albums kind of like in the same way that In an Aeroplane Over the Sea is technically a concept album where you're like, yes, but also no, kind of. Mm-hmm. There's some stuff, but there are themes, but it's not a coherent story on purpose. Two Scenes is definitely like a climax to this story. It's you know, the male and the female singer are kind of starting out in these separate vignettes, musical vignettes, and then they're mashing things together. And then, so last week at like 7 a.m, I was on the bus and it was miserable out. And I was listening to it and I texted you, Andrea, just being like, I'm listening to this song and I know it means nothing, but it somehow also means everything. Everything. It's like, try to remember that you are skin and bones. Ugh. Make it harder on ourselves than we need to be. And you and I were about to descend into like madness that is planning and executing a 2-day like professional.
Yeah, exactly.
Conference. It was starting that morning. I was just like, this is very, very meaningful. So that's what happens when I come upon meaningful things. I pass them on to you, audience. So yeah, please enjoy Two Scenes by San Fermin.
Try to remember sometimes it's just skin and bone, make it harder on ourselves than it needs to be. And I can't remember the last time that changed anything. It's always been life or death to me. That's how it needs to be. It's overwhelming sometimes when you're all alone, and you can't tell if you're floating or falling out of place. Like the astronaut calls a little dot a home, like he can tell from outer space. Try to remember sometimes. This is how it all proceeds, and as you go,
it needs to be. It starts by being someone's lover.
So yeah, that was Two Scenes by San Furman off of Jackrabbit. Welcome back to Particles and Waves. I am Mia. Sitting with me today is Andrea. We're both kind of just like feels.
Yeah, we had a moment of speechlessness. Lovely.
Yeah, I've talked before as well. You know, there are different types of pop music. There's the stuff like the Catherines, which is just like very, very classic, well-made pop. And then there's stuff like San Furman, where it's just like, technically, yes. Emotionally, so much more.
Oh, yeah.
And their new stuff is also really great. All of the, I think there's been 3 or 4 singles that have dropped from this album that's coming out in a few months.
Yeah, I need to check those out.
Yeah, sure. And they will also be in Vancouver, I think on April 21st. So if you like what you heard, I'm willing to bet anything. Like, they are a big, huge group. They have, they are like live instrumentals and the whole nine. So, yeah. All right, so that's going to bring us basically to the end of our show. Radio Freethinker is up next. Thank you so much, Andrea, for coming on the show.
It was so much fun.
Yeah.
I always love talking about things, music things, endlessly to people. So.
Yeah, that's pretty much my radio show.
Exactly.
I originally had a Michelle Branch song lined up to end this show, but that'll be moved to next week. We've run out of time, but that's actually totally cool because the final song we're going to play anyway is still pretty rad. It's called A Swim. It is the first, I guess, proper song by Twin Reins off of their album Automatic Hand. It has kind of like an intro sequence song, but this is the first proper like song. It's very cool. Just a super, super chill album overall. And I believe Canadian. Ooh. Might be from Toronto. Thank you very much, listeners, as well. I will be back next week with more Particles and Waves. And please enjoy A Swim by Twin Reins.
I can't.